This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I suspect many of you aren't working today, and that if you are, you'll at least have tomorrow off. I, for one, will be working. Feel free to tune in, by the way. But you know who is going to be on the job? Your neighborhood plumber, because it turns out this is a very busy time of year for him, or her. Murray Korf is with Champion Plumbing out in Woodland Hills, California. Mr. Korf, how are you doing today?
Hey, very well, thank you.
So now, I am told, or have been told today, that Thanksgiving is the busiest day of the year for plumbers, and so we thought we'd go straight to the source. Is that true?
Yes, and you can blame the housewives for that one.
All right, well, we're going to get some letters on that one. But why? What makes it so busy?
Well, number one is that garbage disposal, which, of course, is a very useful thing, but they overuse it. They stuff too much stuff and the wrong stuff down that garbage disposal.
Like what?
Well, you don't want to, for instance, we had a lady once, she skinned two chickens, and two chicken skins were stuffed down the garbage disposal.
Immediate problem.
Have to call a plumber.
Now, I imagine busy as Thanksgiving is, you get, what do you get, time and a half, double time? You do pretty well for yourself, probably.
Well, yes. Being a holiday, you know, you want to obviously charge the right price, you know, for that. But at the same time, you don't want to gouge the customers either. You know, you want to make happy customers, repeat customers. So that's generally at Champion Plumbing. That's our policy.
What makes Thanksgiving, though, different from any other day of the year? Is it just that more people are cooking and doing special things, do you think?
Yeah, well, normally, you know, you have family over, so there's about three ladies in the kitchen sometimes, and everybody's going gung-ho, which is understandable. You want to get a great turkey dinner out for your family and your in-laws.
Yeah.
And if you have your sister-in-law, she might not know that you have bad lines, so she's going gung-ho, stuffing stuff down.
Or my brother-in-law. I mean, you know, just to be fair.
Or your brother-in-law. Brother-in-law's probably worse than the sister-in-law.
Probably.
Absolutely, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, now, absolutely.
So tomorrow, are you on call tomorrow and Friday, or are you in the office? What are you doing?
We will be on call. We will be on call to help our customers in the area. Absolutely.
How much might it cost me to get a plumber out to my house tomorrow if I needed one?
Now, if you need a plumber out there, how much?
Yeah.
About $155 on a holiday. Probably about $150, $155. It depends, you know.
Yeah, it always depends, of course. Now, is that per hour or is that a flat rate?
That's a flat rate.
All right. Well, then I won't feel so bad.
Yeah, and then also one thing to bear in mind, also if you have a lot of people in the house, it's not only your garbage disposal that can give you problems. If you have roots in your sewer line, a lot of people using the bathroom, flushing the toilet.
We're not even going there. That's a whole different kind of show.
You're just sticking to the kitchen.
We're sticking to the kitchen. Murray Korf at Champion Plumbing out in Woodland Hills, California. Thanks very much to you.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, sir. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.